No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And the first pitch is hit high in the air to left field. Back a few steps is Osuna. He's at the wall. He leaps, and that ball is gone. Neto, who had four leadoff home runs in 1 month this year to tie a league record, hits the first pitch of the ball game over the fence in left field and gives the Angels an immediate 1-0 lead.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about planning for 26? In the middle of 25.
Ooh, 7.5.
Thank you.
It's strong.
I was going to start it by saying I'm an idiot and I don't know my wife.
Yeah, what's playing out on your cell phone?
So, okay, she does want me to clarify one thing, that she does, in fact, flush the toilet. She's like, you know that's true, and it is true.
You said you both leave it for 3 days.
She leaves it for me because I go right after her, and then I just leave it.
But this is your main bath? Your main bathroom.
Yeah, I use the hall bath sometimes, and I usually leave that for a couple of days.
Sarah, I'm sending you the hotline number.
Mostly
right now.
You need to call in and clarify. Clear your name. Clear your name from the urine stain.
Sarah, I'm sending it right now.
It is mostly me. I do need to clarify that it is mostly me.
No one believes anything you're saying right now because you're just getting yelled at on your text.
I'm not. I
asked you like 3 or 4 times. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You doubled down. You tripled down. You said it with a straight face. No matter what you say right now, you're reading off a script. That's why she needs the call, because now you're telling me she goes one time a day. She gets up. She goes to the bathroom before you get home at like call at 11. And then you use it. Leave it, and she never goes to she doesn't go in your main bathroom the rest of the day, and that's not believable.
She's
not going one. So she uses the restroom one time a day before noon.
Very strong bladder,
and never again.
Very strong bladder. She's not in the menopause yet. It's a very strong bladder. She's not there. She's not in the menopause. She's got a very, very good bladder. Hasn't had kids. Right. So a very good bladder. It's like a camel's bladder. A camel goes like once a day.
Yeah.
Peyton, keep an eye on the hotline there.
I want to know if she's staying in a hotel room for 5 days by herself, is she flushing the toilet after every single time she goes? And your face is telling me no.
You have to. It's not your water bill at that point.
Well, he's saying it's not about the water bill.
It's not about the water. I don't monitor her flushing habits, okay?
Everyone knows when they look, if there's yellow in there. What are the smells? You guys let the smell permeate for days.
We were just in the hotel. I flushed. Look, first of all, I clogged the toilet day one. Day one, I clogged the toilet.
Man, and so figuring
I was
out,
fanatical about flushing that toilet.
Figuring out the initial flush power
in
a hotel toilet, it gives me major anxiety that first time to be like, is this going to be a problem or not?
Right.
I hate it.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm not flushing the handle correctly. Do I need to hold it down longer? Or is that going to stall it? Or if I do the barely flush down, is that going to, you know, it's just, it's not good.
What is the difference between the ones that have like the little buttons on the back of the toilet, and you can press one or the other or both of them at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand what the difference
is. I think the one.
I was pushing both down and I have no idea what it's doing.
Well, I think one is for pee and the other one is for like a more powerful flush, right?
I don't know. That's why I said that.
I believe that's correct.
You think she's going to call the hotline?
I don't.
I don't think so. No. She's.
What did she say? What was the first text she sent you after you said that? Oh, the segment. You certainly.
It says, you sure know how to ruin the start of my day. She says, I flush six times a day.
Not your main bathroom one.
I don't flush. I will flush number twos.
Oh, man.
Number ones, I'm leaving them there.
That's good.
That's good.
Flush number two.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I flushed the number two.
We're halfway there.
I mean, this is.
Are we talking about your bathroom or the Rangers offense? What are we doing?
There we go. Rangers offense. It sounds like it's in the number two.
That was
it's in the toilet either way.
That was my joke. And you did two follow ups to it after I had made
two
the joke.
Two follow ups.
We've got about a month, calendar month left. Calendar month left. So let's throw some Ranger.
So when you all come to the house on Saturday and she goes to the restroom, I'm going to stand outside and wait for her to come out. And I'm going to go in and go, just because I know you don't flush, I'm going to flush. She'll leave. She'll storm right out.
Definitely leave.
I'm going to stand right outside and say, or when she walks out, I'm going to, hey, whoever goes in there next after Sarah, make sure you flush.
Yeah.
Like, make sure you guys actually flush. Oh, man, Choppy. But you were emphatic. You were emphatic. Last hour.
Yeah, I will emphatically be sleeping on the couch tonight. I'll tell you that. But I love her. I still do.
Yes.
Okay, so let's throw some Ranger questions at you about the current roster. Are both Young and Carter here next year?
Yes.
I agree. Now, contract status-wise...
Control, they got control on both of them for a while.
They have team control. I think they would have a lot. They would have quite a bit of value because of that if they wanted to trade them.
You think they'd have quite a bit of value?
You have a
you the
have
floor a, is yours.
You have a oh man.
Are you getting more texts?
Yeah, she goes, thanks for doing absolutely nothing to help.
Call in and clarify it. Call in and clarify. He tried. So, we just know it's BS.
I'm on Sarah's side. I think Chop was fluffing this up for air a little bit to cover his own self. And so he's blaming the flush it only on both of them.
Because it wouldn't make sense. But then again, we're talking about an RJ household. She's fanatical about cleanliness. She makes you wipe the airport wheels when you guys bring the luggage in from the house on the trip back home. So it would not make any sense whatsoever that she would just let urine sit around for days.
She's very clean.
Does not
She's
make
very,
sense.
She's very, very clean.
Yes.
Keeps a very clean house.
You had to alcohol wipe down the pliers last night for your crab leg.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I had to. We had to clean because we were used pliers for the crab.
Yeah.
So we had to clean them off.
I'm surprised because even in my house, Amanda has to have our like plastic gloves to eat crab legs or seafood. I'm surprised Sarah would use her raw fingers.
I won't eat anything where I have to put gloves on. If I have to put gloves on, it's too messy. It's too messy.
You won't put the gloves on?
No. If it's that messy,
but
I'm not
crab legs are like that's the only thing you would use them for is like a seafood boil.
Yeah,
and
right.
You ate them, so it wasn't messy.
Yeah,
I mean it was a decent amount of mess. I'm saying, but if it was like that messy, where it had that much,
no, it's just about not getting it on your fingers and underneath. Like you won't eat chicken wings with wing again. Another choppyism.
Yeah.
You won't eat chicken wings because you don't like the stuff. There's nothing that's harder to get out usually than a seafood or the crab meat under your nail.
That's true.
I would agree with Choppy, though. If you're telling me I have to wear gloves to eat, even if I like the taste of seafood, if you're telling me I have to wear gloves to eat anything, I'm like, that's not worth eating at that point. That sounds ridiculous. That's too over the top.
A lot. It's very over the top.
You guys are the laziest mofos I ever
because
heard.
I won't put...
You go to the closet. It's too much work.
That should have been OJ's excuse. He was eating seafood earlier.
Glove, flush. Glove, flush. It ain't running a marathon.
Gloves to eat, though. That just... what is that? We've all gotten through for forever.
Don't worry, Kristen. It's around the corner. It's coming. It's coming soon, Kristen.
What do we got? Like 7 weeks?
I think there's a chance.
Especially if you don't hit that mall soon.
Gotta go dumpster diving.
Kind of lost here. I don't
really know. Yeah. Rangers future, your questions you're asking. Evan Carter, Josh Young.
I think there's a chance that Young isn't here. I think he's got – there's value. He's a starting third baseman that's won a World Series. There's you know, who's
he's
got –
he's been an all-star.
He's been an all-star. He's got a couple years of team control. I think there's a chance that he's not here.
Man, does it sound like he's kind of like their Michael Gallup in terms of managing the head right now?
Yeah, maybe. That might be – yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying the exact same thing, you know, injury recovery, but just – down in the minors, couple days, comes back up, you're good. And then last week, he's not in the lineup for them. And then over the weekend, he is in the home run. And it's back and forth.
He had a couple, he had a bad strikeout yesterday with two outs. But if you look over the last three games, he's got five hits in the last three games still.
Pre-arbitration eligible, will become a free agent in 2029.
Yeah, so you got control. I mean, you can have him as, that's why I think he could bring you some decent things back.
Since he came back, since he came back up from the minors at the beginning of July, he's hitting .264, OPS is .744.
He's 27. I was thinking he was younger. I was hoping he was younger.
College, man. College, do it.
Don't go to college, kids.
Right. Will either Merrill Kelly or Tyler Mahle be on this roster next season?
No. Neither one.
Why?
Merrill Kelly's out of contract and Tyler Malley's out of contract, and I don't think either one of them are necessarily worth bringing back.
So you still
Kelly would be worth bringing back. Kelly's not going to be worth what they'll probably have to pay. Like, so I just don't think they're going to pay it. So I don't think that's happening. And Mahle, I don't want back.
You don't want back?
No, not for whatever it'll probably cost to bring him back.
The thing with Kelly is Bobby's right. He could command a decent salary. I don't think the Rangers want to pay that salary for at best a three, and you're most likely a four.
And you're also hoping Leiter fills at three,
right? Yes, you are, and that's a cheap three.
Shoot you out, boy.
What a segment this has been. Segment of the day right here.
Do they try and move Marcus Semien?
Ruben, I know whose room not to go to on our Super Bowl trips. Ruben is weighing in. Why is Bobby sending me? I'm not going to. Should I read? Bobby's sending me screenshots of stuff. Why is there a WhatsApp message on here?
That's not WhatsApp. I don't have WhatsApp. That's iPhone.
No. I'm saying there's a WhatsApp message option.
Because it's the call. That's why, yeah. I guess.
Oh, sorry. What was your question?
Do they try to move on from Marcus Semien?
I would imagine they would have tried to. I would guess they tried to move on from. If they had an opportunity to move on from him this year, I think they would have done it.
$25 million this year. And your question is, do they try moving him for next year?
Yeah, they try to move on. Either, I don't think they're going to DFA him. Eat that money.
No, he's reached the Shin-Soo Chu stage of his contract.
Which, by the way, Shin-Soo said he borrowed Adrian Beltre, like his daily schedule, and he goes, it was a nap. It was a 2 hours after batting practice between the game and went ahead and took that power nap. Chris Young was on the G-Bag Nation yesterday, and they asked how hard is it going to be to move on if Semien's gone for the year.
Well, it's hard to cover for a player who is so reliable and dependable, who's so consistent in terms of his ability to post, and really the quality of at bat, and just the competitor on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, look, it was a tough road trip in terms of losing Jake Berger, Evan Carter, and Marcus Semien, but we come home and we win three straight, and that's what good teams do. Every team loses players to injury, and there's no excuse. And what it is it's an opportunity for the next person to step up and help the team. And, you know, we got those performances this weekend from Ezekiel Duran and Cody Freeman, and, Rowdy Tellez is going to get more at-bats now because we've got more flexibility in the lineup, and we'll match up a little bit more. So there's just, you know, Jock is getting hot. He's looked really good. It's just guys, teams pick each other up, and that's what good teams do, and that's what I expect us to do. And my hope is it continues, because this weekend was a lot of fun watching these guys play for each other and pick each other up.
26 this year, 26 next year, 26 the year after, 20 million in 2028. So yeah, I do see them trying to move.
He does not have a no trade clause yet. He gets one after next season.
He gets one after?
He becomes a 10-5.
Oh.
I assume they still do that. They did, you know, they've always done that. But he becomes a 10-5 guy after next year.
Okay.
Boy, I like that his whole strategy is like, well, Jock, he's really turning a corner. Love Jock Peterson.
Jock Peterson and Telez. Look, you were wrong about Zeke Duran 2 weeks ago, and you...
What was I wrong about Zeke Duran with? His OPS is 500.
He's hitting like 400 for the month.
Congratulations on his 500 OPS for the year.
If you're hitting 400 for the month...
Chris Young, you were
you
right.
You said he wasn't a major league player.
He's not a major league player. Eddie Goodell got on base
once.
You
know what I'm saying? Eddie Goodell!
Diamond.
He was bussing. That's why Chris Young sacrificed the whole like deadline for that, because Zeke Duran and Jock Peterson are going to carry us to a 500 record. Awesome job, CY.
Diamond Cat, man, this is developing. And all right. That's just a perfect way to end this segment. Diamond Cavs in the home of the Rangers with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. How your text? Okay, I see you scrolling.
Yeah, she has people that are trying to get her on our group chat to go on the air. They're trying to convince.
Well, they're going to walk in your house and vouch for your pee? They're going to vouch for your toilet?
They're going to vouch.
I walk in and
we're
it's...
We're trying to mediate here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little upset. yeah.
All right, let's head on out to Frisco for some good, positive Cowboys news with two players. Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com, brings it to us next. Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
By the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. We'll finish up Ask Reddit with the KNC Masterpiece at 940 here on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. How are y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. Been a lively hour in on the air and off the air in the commercial breaks.
Tommy, do you flush when you pee?
We're not doing this anymore.
You know what?
I don't want RJ sleeping in my house this weekend solo.
Thank you. Thank you for setting me up for this, Bobby, because Peyton told me about this in the break.
How are you listening?
I just want to say that, Sean, congratulations, man. You are no longer last in the funniest on the show ranking.
Oh!
RJ Choppy has been demoted to the very bottom.
Oh, no.
Because that is one of the most ludicrous things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, that RJ should make him funnier.
Yeah.
But no. That's not funny to the point of it bumps you up. That's funny to the point of how do you even manage that? Like, what goes into that? I've never even fathomed that. I mean,
it's just laziness, so, man. Yeah, it's just laziness on my part. That's all it is.
Congrats, Sean.
Thank you, Tommy.
Hope we're on better terms now.
I'll tell you, we are on better terms. All right, let's talk about the very positive news that seemed to come out of Frisco yesterday with Trayvon Diggs and Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, obviously a good sign to see him back on the practice field. You know, Diggs told us afterwards that he wasn't going to be a full participant until hopefully Friday. But nonetheless, you know, the fact that he's back and he's out there this early ahead of Philadelphia, yesterday was 10 days before kickoff, is a good sign. And then Tyler Guyton, too, probably another guy who's going to need to ramp into to team drills and probably is going to just do more individual to start off. We don't know that. We only saw the beginning parts of practice, which was all individuals. But I can't imagine that he's going to take it slow. And I think both these guys have the right mindset of, hey, you know, I'm not going to push it. But, you know, if everything feels right, I'll go. But they've got to look at the long-term trajectory. It's a long season, 17 games, and especially at the start of the season, it's going to be super important for these guys to be as healthy as possible because you look at the back half stretch of the Cowboys' schedule, and it gets really tough. So they're going to need these guys to be healthy and ready to go for that back half, too.
The great Alec Medford, the best in-moment texter at the station, has sent me the latest from Jordan Schultz. The Cowboys – oh, God, Bobby, hold my hand.
Okay.
The Cowboys are waving Trayshon Holden.
Mm.
The former Oregon Ducks star had a great camp in preseason. Should be strong interest in him on the waiver wire. Tommy, are you surprised?
Not necessarily. You know, I don't think I would have been surprised either way. But I think you look at the guys in front of him and what they bring to special teams, which is really what you're looking for when you get down to that wide receiver five, if they go wide receiver six range, right? Because you look at those top four guys, CD, George Pickens, Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Tolbert's probably going to be in that mix. And after that, it's, all right, what can you do on special teams? And I think Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flannoy give you more there. And that's not to say Trayshon Holden's not a good player. You know, obviously he had a really good camp, had a good preseason. And, you know, he was better than I expected him to be. Not the best separator, but still, when everything came his way, he usually came down with it. And at the end of the day, in this league and in this business, you've got to be able to come down and play special teams when you're that part, when you're on that part of the depth chart. So not surprised, but nonetheless, wishing Trayshon the best. Always enjoyed interacting with him and talking to him. And I hope he has a long and successful career elsewhere.
Tommy Yarsh on the D&M Leasing Hotline from DallasCowboys.com. I want to play this clip from Trayvon yesterday and see if you're putting how much stock you're putting into it when he was asked if his bestie, Micah Parsons, actually wants a trade or actually wants to stay on the Cowboys.
He actually works out all the time. Like, even when we were in training camp, you know, he would go up, wake up early in the morning, run, lift weights, you know, he's getting in the sauna. I'm getting in the sauna with him. You know, he goes home when we're home. He works out. So, you know, he does everything that he can, just about everything can that, you know, instead of being on the field. So, you know, I know that, you know, he's working and he wants to get out there bad. You know, I know how, what type of person he is. I know what type of hard worker he is. So, you know, I just know he wants to be out there.
Was that the is that the answer, Peyton? That's not the quote I read earlier. He wants to be here.
Did he not just say that at the end?
Tommy, were you there for Diggs?
Yes.
What did he actually say?
No, I think, you know, regardless, he said, yeah, I don't, he kind of in a roundabout said way said, yeah, Michael wants to be here. And I think that's true. I think at the end of the day, and we talked about this earlier, you know, these kinds of things that you see agents and players pull out of the playbook at this point in negotiations is just trying to get leverage, right? That's what negotiations are all about. And Micah Parsons, because of the terms in his deal and where he's at right now, just doesn't have a lot of it. So I think he wanted to get more of it. Micah's been effusive and, you know, I want to be a Cowboy for life and things like that. And I know the trade request said otherwise, and some people read into that the wrong way. But at the end of the day, you know, I think it's just part of the negotiation. We've seen this before. You've seen it from other teams this offseason. Myles Garrett requested a trade. He gets an extension. Terry McLaurin did it. He got an extension yesterday. Trey Hendrickson just got a $14 million raise yesterday after he requested a trade, and it looked like it was going to get pretty ugly in Cincinnati. So I think it's all just part of the process. And they're just playing the game. And at the end of the day, I still stand by what I've said before on this station, that Micah Parsons is going to end up with the Cowboys one way or another.
What was your biggest surprise that you learned from Jerry, if anything, with his media tour with Stephen A. Smith and Michael Irvin about the negotiation?
I don't know if there was anything terribly surprising. You know, I had, when he said he offered him the most guaranteed money to a non-quarterback in NFL history, I expected that, because I think that much of Micah Parsons is a football player. You know, if he's worth anything less than that, then he's getting undersold, I think. So I wouldn't say there was necessarily anything that I was like, oh wow, that kind of surprised me. Maybe, you know, the agent comment, just because of, okay, he actually said that, but not really, man. I think that for the most part, he's been saying a lot of the same things that he's been saying. Hey, my deal was on the table, and it was in his mind a good, fair offer, and now it's just, you know, we got to cross that last threshold, and he's making it out to be the agent being the final threshold. I think there's a little bit of, and I'll say blame, for lack of a better term, to go both ways. You know, I think this is something that both sides need to work towards to get done. But at the end of the day, yeah, that's what it's going to have to take. It's going to have to take both sides getting together at some point and saying, look, let's put all this behind us and try to move forward.
Well, speaking of on the table, what did his teammates have to say yesterday, and your own thoughts on Micah laying on the training table during the Falcon game?
I don't think any of his teammates were asked about it. I know Brian Schottenheimer will probably get asked about it today, because he said he would have a conversation with Micah, I think yesterday or the day before. But I mean, it's not a good look. Straight up, it's just not a good look. And you know, there are guys out there who are fighting for their livelihood in the NFL, and players at his position who are trying to earn a spot on the roster. And, you know, if you come back to the bench and maybe you're looking for a pointer or two, if that's a guy that you want to go to and, you know, you see him laying on a training table, then I just don't think it's a great look. And I understand it's a difficult situation. I understand he's in a tough spot. He doesn't want to be in the position that he's in. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not his teammates' fault. And I think his teammates have been super, super, super supportive of him, and have been big advocates of him getting his money. And I think, you know, going out and doing that is just not the best look. And again, I understand Micah's position. He's in a tough spot, and it's been a long process. He deserves his money, but I wasn't a huge fan of that, and I'm not surprised that other people aren't as well.
So do you think his teammates, like you said, are so on his side with the contract stuff that they're like completely understanding about this, and they're even on his side on that?
Not necessarily. I mean, I wouldn't know the answer to that. That would be a better question for his teammates. But I can imagine that's probably, you know, not the best, not the best sign of, hey, I'm here to support you guys. You know, I'm still here. And
I'm showing up because that's what, you know, Micah Parsons has said that. It's important for me to be here and be around my teammates. And it has, he's shown up, he's been there, but if he's showing up and doing that, then, you know, how much is he really there for his teammates? So I'm sure, you know, again, it's not the best look, and I can't answer on behalf of his teammates, but I'm sure there were some that kind of looked at that sideways. And I think that, was that his intent to blatantly disrespect his teammates? Probably not. No, I would find it hard to believe that. But again, I think you've just got to do a better job of staying engaged and not, you know, not doing things like that just because you don't want to be there or you don't want to be in the situation that you're in, because his teammates aren't at fault for that.
Tommy Yarish from DallasCowboys.com joining us. It is cut down day, Tommy. So Brian Schott and I were talking about surprises on the 53. Give me what you think will be the biggest surprise on and the biggest surprise off.
Biggest surprise on? Let me think. I think that what we could see some interesting stuff in is the defensive line room. I think Mozzie Smith makes it. But I wonder about, you know, Perrion Winfrey and those kinds of guys. Is, you know, are there other guys that they can maybe feel like they can slip in the practice squad and keep another on the active roster and hope they just clear waivers? You know, is Perrion Winfrey a guy that they waive but hope they can get back on the practice squad to elevate? Is Ernest Brown a guy that they can hope to waive and get on the practice squad? Is that maybe a versus battle between those two? So that'll be one. I know that's not really answering the question, and I'm sorry about that. But as far as off, I think Peyton Turner is a guy that very well could miss this cut, just because you look yesterday and he wasn't practicing. And that defensive end room is going to be really loaded. And so is that maybe a good sign for a guy like James Houston, who a lot of people are fans of? That certainly could make sense to me. Is the safety room too crowded for an Israel Mukwamu? You know, that's another guy that I wouldn't necessarily be shocked if was off. I don't know if any of those are.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blazing hot takes, but and then for in terms of on, I'll say I think they go six wide receivers. I think Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flannoy make it.
Tommy, solo Frankie is saying, before you let him go, please tell Yar she's becoming one of my favorite guests on the entire station. So that is from one of our top Tolos, Frankie. He drinks a lot, though.
Well, man, you had to really put him in the ground after that. I'll say thank you, Frankie. And if I ever see you, it's a drink on me. So don't listen to Sean.
Fueling his alcoholism. Way to go, Tommy.
I said one, not multiple.
Cover.
But I appreciate it, Frank. It means a lot.
Thank you, Tommy. We'll talk Thursday.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
Tommy Yars, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Let's finish up Ask Reddit with a KNC masterpiece and see if this 9 o'clock hour finishes the way the hell it's been going. Next. Oh, man, what an hour.
Friday! Firehouse tour, baby. Are you excited?
Yes.
Red Oak. Excited. We're going to be in Red Oak, Texas. And yeah, you guys should come on out and say hey to us.
Breakfast, giveaway. Every time you guys do a show on the road, Bobby shows up, right?
That's true. I was at one of your Firehouse stops.
He did.
I know.
This for a whole
one
segment.
Will probably be okay.
This is 547 North Methodist in Red Oak. That's where we're going to be hanging out. And then I'll go from the Firehouse and I'll go to Don Julio's or wherever we're going on Friday.
Uncle Julio's.
Uncle Julio's. That's what it is.
In Frisco.
Uncle Julio's is good.
I thought it was called Don Julio's.
Yeah, we know.
That's
you said it.
Tequila.
I know. I'm just saying, that was not me being sarcastic. I really thought this is what it was called.
It's Don Pablo's. That's the other one.
That's what it is.
That
yeah.
That's good.
Don Eladio.
What's coming up on the show?
Man.
Oh, no. Did you lose the run sheet?
I saw you sitting in there for the last hour, so I know you had to be talking about something related to your program.
You think that's what we do in there?
Did you get your fridge fixed?
Yeah.
No, that's supposed to happen today. But everybody in my house has COVID, yes, so how? Dude.
You know more about the fridge or the show?
I don't, neither.
He's having a tough morning.
What happened? What's going on? It ain't tougher than what Choppy's about to deal with.
Yeah, that's...
Oh,
hey,
about the pee?
I'm with you, dude. Like, if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Why? Yeah.
But you don't do it for 3 days.
Why, though?
Because my grandparents lived in the Depression, and that was like, I just thought that's the way we're supposed to do it, mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
I'm surprised you, because you grew up in the country like me. We had septics. You're not supposed to do that every day.
Man, the smell of urine overpowers.
This is a modern society, Chuck.
If you're hydrated, though, it doesn't smell that bad.
That's right.
That's a fair point.
I drink more water. I'm like a...
That's a fair point.
A camel. A horse here.
Tomorrow is hump day.
Yeah, I'm like a porpoise. I drink more water than a porpoise.
That's right. All right, Kevin, do you know...
I just heard that. That was good.
Do you know anything that's coming up?
Yes, we're going to do the combo platter at 12:20, and our question is... What's a little thing that can just brighten your day?
Kind of like your ass.
Someone else's misery.
Gosh. Well, I am not surprised.
When you hear what Bobby did.
When you hear something else
Bobby has done today to help Peyton out with
the
problem.
Oh, I got such a high off of that earlier today.
Man, it's impressive.
But that's not for air.
I think it could
be. I don't think it's good for Peyton. Oh,
okay.
Well, but not personal information.
No, I'm just collecting enough details for Peyton to know who confronted him in the alleyway.
Aiden, get this on the fan cam, please. Twitch and YouTube.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have to judge the photo evidence.
He's okay. A litigious little dude.
Peyton, go ahead and recap the issue.
So Saturday afternoon, I was going to the end of my driveway to drop stuff out at the recycling bin, trash bin. And this guy in a white truck stopped and was like, you know, hey, you going to move these dumpsters out of the way. I just ran it over with my truck. I was like, yeah, you didn't touch it. You just don't know how to drive. I didn't say that, but I meant it. And then he also said, are you going to take care of this jungle? And he pointed to the shrubs in my backyard, because how my fence is it backs up to an alleyway. So if you let all the shrubs overgrow, it can stick out of the alleyway. I thought I did a good job of trimming some of it. It was left in a very poor condition by the previous owner. I've only been in this house for about 4 months. So I've tried my best, but he called it a jungle and said I need to take care of it ASAP. And I thought I did a pretty good job. And Aiden has the picture up on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And so I want your judgment on if this is valid for him to overreact like this or... if I'm in trouble.
That is a jungle.
That is a jungle right there. And Kevin Hagelin's
looking around. There's no way that hit the guy's truck. It might be a jungle, but it looks like it's kind of like supposed to look like
is
that.
Is it
like
overgrown? I absolutely agree 100%. But it was someone else's problem before mine. I'm trying to help it.
It does kind of look like an aesthetic choice. Yeah.
So I would water it.
It's a naturalist.
And you said it's a chain link fence, not a wooden cedar fence or anything?
No, this house was owned by an older lady, so it's all chained around the sides. There's one part that's wood that the other house next to me, my neighbors, they put up, obviously, but it's chained all the way around.
So then Bobby, in the first two commercial breaks,
I just asked Peyton, I said, what's your address? And then he told me. And then it was like 2 minutes later, I had everything I needed to know about the guy.
Okay.
And then he showed Peyton the picture.
He's like, here's his Facebook. That's him, right? He goes, yep. And I was like, okay, cool. It's like we can work with this.
So
we've been working on it.
Now what do we do?
That's good. Do I dare ask that should probably that not be for air.
I mean that shouldn't okay. be for air. But
we TP his house.
We have plenty of stuff. He is. My 13? Gosh.
The 12?
The litigation. The cases I found with the city of Rockwell with this gentleman.
Yeah.
He
a dozen of them.
He sues?
Oh,
he's a sewer?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. It looks over petty things.
I think that should actually scare you though. He's a Karen. He's a Karen.
What's
and
the male name for that?
Chad.
Gary.
I think it's a Chad.
Chad. No,
it's Terry. It's a Terry. Terry.
Terry.
Okay. Terry.
Terry. I could see that.
Chad. Nah, there's too many female Terrys.
Chad's a bro.
Chad's a bro. A Gary.
Here's what I know. I know he apparently was being accused back in 2014 of duping somebody out of cash for about 5 weeks. And they're like, this guy ducked me, and I haven't heard from him since.
All right, let's finish up Ask Reddit.
All right, let's do it. Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan.
Corey's face.
We're going to lead off with, let's go to Kevin Hagelin first. Kevin Hagelin.
Yes.
What's a basic skill that you're shocked a lot of people don't have?
How to change a tire.
Oh, that was mine.
Was it?
That was mine.
I can't.
That's me. I can't.
Cannot.
Do it.
No.
I think I can figure it out.
I think you can figure it out. I think your problem is going to be where to put the jack.
I can't do it. Oh, I know where to put the jack, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think
it's like, right. Seriously?
It's under the engine, right?
Yes.
You just stay under
that's
there?
That's exactly where you put it. Yeah.
I do. Every time I see
a tire
going fast. Yeah, you put it right
there. There's actually this pan right underneath the car. You just put it right there and just start jacking it up.
It's the jack pan. That's what they call it.
Does your wife change tires or
no? We have it's again. It's a modern society. This isn't like septic tanks. Can we flush it? We call AAA and they replace it.
And an hour later,
I did like Corey's answer from earlier. It goes, my grandparents grew up in the Dust Bowl, and that was the logic.
Yeah, I'm not proud. Corey still thinks we're in the Grapes of Wrath.
I'm not proud of it. Also, like oil change, I wouldn't feel comfortable like doing it myself.
What's the point in your life where you're like, pass? Like, what's the age, whether for tire changing, oil changing, everything?
I think it's like too much time has passed to learn it.
Yeah, you're like 25, pass.
I feel like as soon as you're the very first time you're an adult male and it happens and you have someone else do it, it's like, well, that was your window.
Now I blame my dad. It all has to do with your dad or not.
My dad wasn't around.
He wasn't? No. And you can do it?
Yeah.
All right, well, there goes
my dad
theory.
Was around, and he was super, like, handy with stuff like that, and he showed me a couple times, and it didn't land.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just didn't land.
He was too busy looking up how to take kids down in his fourth grade.
I hadn't been diagnosed yet. We hadn't gotten on the medication.
I'll send AAA my Google Earth location to come and fix it. So what is yours, Corey?
Skipping or whistling? Like I've seen.
Who can't skip?
Oh yeah, dude. There's plenty of people that can't skip.
They just
skip. How many scenarios are you where somebody needs to skip or you
feel like you need to be able to skip?
If you skip nowadays after a certain age, you get your ass beat. Okay. If I see what are you skipping across that window? Dude. We're going out there with the tire jack.
Sarah and I were at Walmart the other day. We were holding hands, skipping down the aisle. That was before she was mad at me, so we're not gonna do that today.
Right.
But we skipped down the aisle.
Why?
We'll do that.
Skip into the bathroom. They had to pee.
We want people to look. We want people to look. Like, what the hell are these two doing?
Sort of like the whistling one you just said.
I wish I could whistle better.
Yeah, I wish I could do the Phil Jackson
whistle.
Yeah. I can't do that.
So are people right when they say the snap is it's hitting your thumb or it's hitting your hand? That's the sound. Probably. I still don't believe it.
No, it's not.
Hey, put your hand here
and do it. It doesn't make the noise.
Yeah, I'm doing it with it touching it.
No, you're not. See?
And then, it's not hitting my palm. That's not making the noise.
It's rolling your R's. That's my answer. It's hitting your palm. That's what it is. Maybe not your hand. I don't know if yours is different.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
What is it? No, it's rolling your R's. I can't for the life of me tell Kristen how to do it, that where it makes any sense to her, and she just goes, like, it just, it doesn't work out for her.
Rolling her arse. That's not good for either of you.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's good, because she can tie a cherry stem, bro.
All right. Next.
Next question.
Add that to the wife list of anger today. Man.
Hey, let's just transition over to this. Corey Majors, what is a sign a woman is attracted to you?
If she's making eye contact and biting her bottom lip.
Oh, yeah.
And that just seems very direct.
Yeah.
What's really a subtler sign?
It's the brushing of the hair.
Okay. Yeah.
When they keep fixing their hair and brushing it, they're down.
Yeah, I think it's the attention. Arm rub.
That's it.
She has to literally touch you. That's kind of a giveaway.
No,
Kevin.
No.
What else? She put her tongue down my throat.
I get it.
That kind of was my tell.
Her clothes are on the floor.
I get it, Hagee.
Her clothes are on the floor.
I was like, in front of me.
It becomes the more frequent, like, oh, I'm gonna, that joke, I'm hitting you on the arm.
Right, right. Physical contact.
She's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's that. That's when you know. That's when it's there.
I agree.
All right, here's a great
that
one.
Impersonation is what you shouldn't do.
As I guess half of everybody here grew up in the Depression. People who grew up without smartphones.
Corey's like curing his meats to keep them from spoiling in the fridge.
I don't even have a real fridge.
They're all salted.
Yeah, you don't have a real fridge.
With his canned pears.
Choppy, people who grew up without smartphones, what did you actually do when you were bored?
Dude, we did this really strange thing. We opened up the back door.
We went outside!
Touch grass, you nerds!
And we randomly knocked on our neighbor's doors unannounced, and they knew just to come on out with their shoes on and go play. And they wouldn't even tell our parents.
Kids.
We wouldn't even tell the parents where we were going. Our parents just knew we'd be back at dark. You know what there needs to be to show the difference in generations? They need to broadcast on the Ocho where Eatma can get a press pass for it. How Gen Z kids today can play pool, ping pong, and darts.
Oh.
Do kids anymore today? Do any 16-year-olds play pool? Do any 16-year-olds know how to play ping pong?
Yeah, because we'd go to the little pool halls or wherever. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Bowl?
Yeah.
Bowl? Bowling? Like,
I feel like it's hipster bowling now,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Where you have the tiny pins.
But darts? Ping pong.
My kids have never played darts. My kids have played. I have a pool table though, so like that they've.
Whoa!
Well, right. We can't really hit for the sides. It's too small of a room.
That's why they can't afford to fly.
Yeah, get the short stick.
We got the short stick here.
Yeah. When we went on our vacation, the house we stayed in had a pool table, and I just obliterated both of my kids. And they were like, "How are you so good at this?" And I was like, "Adrian's parents, they had one."
Yeah.
And that's all we did whenever we were dating. We'd go out, and then we'd come home and play pool.
What, Bobby?
469. Reapma strikes me as a skipper. He does. Reapma would skip.
I kind of think it's true. You got to go up on the stars.
Dallas. Star.
One leg up.
Star.
All right.
Otter's better.
The KNC masterpiece is next. We're back tomorrow with a hump day edition.
Okay.
KNC right now, the fan.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.